Good evening. This is your Tesla Daily Update for Sunday, August 10th, 2026. Because markets are closed for the weekend, today's edition focuses on the latest verified developments from Friday and the most recent trading session. Leading the news, Tesla has officially admitted a defect in the power conversion system of pre-2026 Cybertrucks, and it is extending the warranty on those trucks to 8 years or 150,000 miles. The reversal comes after months of owners reportedly paying up to $7,200 to replace a part. Tesla now concedes does not meet long-term reliability targets. For Cybertruck owners still on the road, this is a meaningful win and a candid acknowledgement from the company. In energy storage, a 500 megawatt-hour Tesla Megapack battery just went live in Texas. The system is now helping support the grid at Ørsted's new Old 300 storage project, rated at 250 megawatts output and 500 megawatt-hours capacity. It is one of the largest battery installations Tesla has helped bring online this year, and another data point that the stationary storage business continues to scale faster than many Wall Street models assume. On the chip and compute side, Tesla and SpaceX have confirmed the site for Terafab, the semiconductor megafactory Elon Musk first teased in March. The facility will be built in Grimes County, Texas, about an hour northwest of Houston. The first phase is budgeted at roughly $16.8 billion, and when finished, the site will span more than 1 million square feet of cleanroom space, dedicated to next-generation logic and memory chips for AI training and inference workloads across both companies. Shifting to the market, Tesla shares closed Friday at $328.58, essentially unchanged from Thursday's close of $328.58. In line with a quiet tape for the broader technology sector, the latest quoted trading day is Friday, August 8, 2026. Looking ahead, investors are watching for any updated guidance on the robo-taxi launch timeline, ongoing Cybertruck warranty disclosures, and the next round of European delivery numbers. That is all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.